Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Happy Tuesday. Today is December 9th, 2014. I'm Michelle Pache, filling in for Jeannie, and I'm here today with Dr. Tim Hayes. We warmly welcome you to the show, and thank you for choosing to be with us. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you into queue to talk with our host. We encourage you to call in with your comments or questions, allowing you to actively strengthen and deepen your practice. So now, let's welcome Tim in the process of learning and experiencing Aramaic forgiveness.
Hello, Michelle. How are you today?
I am fine. I just got back from Detroit. I went down to get my birth certificate from deep in the city, so it was an adventure. I'm getting ready for vacation. Glad to hear your voice. Is Michael not back from his trip to St. Louis yet?
I have no idea where they are or what they're doing. I just know it's all going to work out beautifully for them in ways they haven't yet imagined. And we had a wonderful call on the show yesterday from Jim at Heartland, and we had a wonderful experience of just breathing into whatever's happening and reconnecting with love. And that's just a part of what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about this ancient Aramaic process of forgiveness, which is very different from what most of us were raised on, which basically we were raised on the concept of pardoning and told that that is forgiveness, that everybody gathers around and recognizes one person did something wrong, one person's the perpetrator, one person's the victim, and then we'll be nice, having agreed that the perpetrator needs to be punished and should have all of these horrible things happen to them, we'll step back and say we pardon them. We let them off the hook. And while that's a nice thing to do, and it can certainly aid in the release of some negative energies and stop me from pursuing vengeance, it really doesn't do anything like what the original concept of forgiveness can do. The original concept of forgiveness is a tool that I can use to reach inside my mind and body's energy system. And once I use it, I can remove anything that doesn't belong inside that system. I can remove anger, fear, sadness, hurt, confusion, bitterness, pain, frustration, resentment, deep sadness. And I can remove it with a tool called forgiveness, because the word we're using is forgiveness, but in the ancient Aramaic, the word was shebag, which meant to cancel, to dismantle, to take apart, to get rid of. So we're here to help people understand, number one, that that's possible. Number two, that it's a very, very powerful tool, which most people don't have access to. It's been hidden. It's been exchanged for the word pardoning. And so many people in our culture, if not the vast majority of us, have been taught to run around trying to change people, places, conditions outside of us in order to create a certain peaceful or loving or happy feeling within ourselves. And we're taught that every time we're feeling angry, sad, hurt, scared, frustrated, or confused, it's probably somebody else's fault, and if we could just get them to change, or we could just change our location, or change our relationship, or change the behavior of somebody else that's near and dear to us, then we would feel the feeling we want to feel, and we would get rid of the feeling we don't want to feel. And this work is about recognizing that that will ever and only always set me on a wild goose chase of trying to change things I can't change, and of trying to move from place to place to solve a problem or to get away from a problem that, by the way, I take with me when I go. And it's an endless loop, which some might say has led to every violent act on the planet and every war and every act of prejudice or condemnation, all the sadness and all the pain and all the confusion that human beings have ever experienced. Now, how that happens, and to argue about it theoretically, is that true? That's not what we're here for. We're here to present the idea, and we're here to present a tool which we don't want you to believe that it works. We want you to pick it up and try it. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. But the tool's available through Dr. Michael Rice's website. And Michael and Jeannie have spent many thousands of hours teaching this, creating the tool, building the website, making it available for free. So please take advantage of this. Go to www.whyagain.org and click on the link that says Start Here, or click on the red and white bullseye, and it will take you to a page where you can download absolutely for free. You don't even have to get on a mailing list. You don't have to give your email address. You don't have to go into downtown Detroit and get your birth certificate. You can just go to the website, click on the link, and have full access to the 7-step worksheet process, the most recent version, to Chapter 24 of Dr. Rice's book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again?, where he outlines in narrative form the process and the reason for it and the benefits of it. And then there's a link where you can download at least 12 different audio files of shows just like this one, where Michael or Jeannie have stepped people through the worksheet process. Real people who called in with a real upset, with a real problem they were stuck with, or a real negative emotion they couldn't get rid of, or a real behavior problem from somebody else in their life that they thought was making them feel anger, fear, or sadness. And they stepped through the worksheet process, and they were there revealing to themselves their own ability to change their feeling state, their internal feeling state, even though the conditions outside of them hadn't changed. They have the ability, and this process demonstrates to us over and over again that each of us has the ability to choose to focus on our true nature as the essence of love, to choose to focus on the expression of that creative force that keeps our heart beating and our food digesting, and for some of us, our hair growing, without us having to know anything about it at the intellectual level. And that this process is trying to express through us all the time. The way it talks about it in Way of Mastery is to say, you are the extension of love in form. So anytime you start thinking that you're a bad person or not a good parent, or that you're not good enough at this or that, and you don't know how to knit well enough, or that you've created a problem and that the world would be a better off place without you there, don't think about it that way unless it brings you joy. If you have any of those thoughts and they result in an unpleasant sensation, one way to think about why it feels unpleasant to have the thought, I'm no good, or I don't belong here, or I'm a lousy parent, is because the source within you is looking at the very same thing you're looking at, and it's seeing exactly the opposite. When you look through your eyes and you see it the way source sees it, you see it the way light, love, God, the universe, name it what you want. I'm very, very certain at this point in my career that the source doesn't care what you call it. But when you look out through your eyes and you view something the same way the source of all creation views it, you will feel all the positive energy that is possible for you to feel in the physical body. And so therefore, when you look out through your eyes and you have a thought about something that Source is also looking at the same time you're looking at it, and you don't hold the same thought that Source feels, that's where your tension, fear, sadness, and discomfort comes from. So here's another thing you could do. You could just imagine, as you look at this problem, how would the creator of the universe view this problem? Would the creator of the universe view this problem as bad, sad, ugly, overwhelming, or just one more little nugget of the energy of itself unfolding? And if you breathe and shift over to that thought and just notice how your internal feeling state shifts when you do that, now you've got a little hint of what can happen if you consistently apply the tool of forgiveness or the reality management worksheet to every negative thought, every upset, every physical pain, every energy of negativity that comes through you. It is accessible in that moment. That's why it's coming up for you. It's not coming up for you because the Creator doesn't like you. You know, the Creator didn't create you and put you here so he or she or it could torture you. You're here as the extension of love in form. You've never been born. You've never tasted death. You're infinite and eternal. You shine forth as a sunbeam to the sun. You are the effect of God's love, and you stand before creation to bless it. Try those thoughts on and breathe into that. And just notice the energetic shift. And if anything in you wants to argue against that, dig into the roots of it. Apply the reality management worksheet to it. Remove what doesn't belong from your thought system, the traumatic energies in your mind-body energy system. Realign yourself with the energy of love and creation. That's what this work is about. And you don't have to just do it all on your own. It's available free as a tool on the website, and 5 days a week, Michael and Jeannie are here on the show to support you in that process, to help you with questions about the worksheet, the reality management worksheet, the mind shifter tool, the still point breathing work, the three earliest memories of conflict worksheet, the codependence to interdependence worksheet, and the list goes on. Tools that have been made available to help you restore your focus, your conscious awareness to your true nature as the energy of love. And then we'd love to support you in extending that to everyone and everything that you ever encounter. So that's our work here. That's what we're here to support people doing. And we're at 646-200-4169 is the number, and if you call in and press 1, Michelle will know you have a question, and she'll put you on. So, Michelle, do we have anybody with a hand up or anybody in the chat room?
Yes, we do. Actually, area code 513, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So, yes. So do you have a first name for us, real or imaginary?
Real name is Lucy. Almost.
Lucy, and you're calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. How can we support you?
Hi, I just recently met Mike and Jeannie, and I recently started doing worksheets. So I just had some questions about that. Like for example, if I go to the question 6C, okay? So pretty much I have to recall when I couldn't fulfill number 3, right?
Well, yes, that's one way of looking at it, that you're asking to be shown a time when you violated the very goal that you had for the person in your worksheet process.
Well, okay, I guess I misunderstood a little bit because I thought in generally, whatever I put goal for this person, in generally when I couldn't fulfill it and I did not realize it means with this person. I thought with anybody.
No, that's true. It's with anybody. But it's the very goal that you had in this worksheet. So are you talking about a specific worksheet? Where you're having difficulty applying step 6C?
No, just in some cases it's fine, but let's say someone who, you know, whose action didn't value some, let's say, my time and maybe like financial effort and any kind of effort.
All right, so your goal for that person was to do what?
I don't have this worksheet with me. My goal was...
You don't need the worksheet, just based on what you just said.
So my goal to be more to be considerate of people's time and money and effort.
Okay, so you wanted this other person to be more considerate of other people's time and money and effort.
Right.
All right. So now when you get down to 6C, you ask to be shown a time when you have not been considerate of other people's time and money and effort.
Correct.
Now when you do that, if you breathe into that and sincerely ask from whatever higher power you want to talk to, ask to be shown that, you might get an image that pops into your head right away because the energy is similar to this particular work that you're doing for this worksheet. And you may not. You may draw a blank.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might just have the general recognition that, oh, yeah, you know, when I was in high school, I did that a lot. I didn't respect my parents' time and money and effort and all they did to support me.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
if that happens, if that happens, if you get a specific instance in your mind, then you can write it on the worksheet. If not, what I do is I write it out as a request.
Mm-hmm.
So I would literally write the words in 6C. I ask to be shown a time when I have not fulfilled honoring people's time and money and effort. And as I write those words out, sometimes more thoughts come to me and I flip the worksheet over and make notes there. Sometimes I get such a flood of memories of, oh yeah, I was very disrespectful of people's time and effort when I was in college, that I just breathe into that and maybe I'll get a specific instance that comes to mind and there's another worksheet for me to do. Because now I'm feeling badly about how when I was in college, I never really respected, you know, the resident assistant or my professor or... So is that helpful?
Yes, it is. It is helpful, I guess. Even while you're talking, I have some recollection. It's been shown. Yes,
well, so,
I understand.
So in general, this step of the worksheet is here to introduce me to the part of myself that recognizes I'm just like everybody else, even the person I'm upset with that made me pull out the worksheet, and that it's never really about anybody else. So if I have upset in my life because I think somebody lied to me and I pull out a worksheet to do a worksheet on how I caught somebody in a lie and I'm angry because they lied to me or they disrespected me, in this work what we know is I will never be upset by anything anybody else ever says or does or doesn't do that I want them to do, unless I'm still judging myself negatively for having done the same or similar things.
Mm-hmm.
It's always an inside job. And if I go into myself and I dismantle my judgments against myself for, in the example you're giving us, for not valuing people's time and money and effort, and I dismantle my negative judgments against myself for times when I've been disrespectful of others around that, then when I breathe and come back to the present moment and look at the person I was doing this worksheet around, I will feel nothing but compassion for them, because I will be able to identify with, oh yeah, I've had times when I was so in such pain or distraction or so self-centered that I didn't value the time and money and effort of other people. So I have compassion for the person that moments ago or minutes ago I was feeling anger for.
I see. Yes, and I actually like this step very much. So I've practiced some, I've done some other different practices, and actually the 6P, it's truly taking responsibility step. I really, really want it, and never thought that I'm free from that. I just couldn't recall. So, but, well, thank you for helping me how to approach that. So it was...
Well, and you're very welcome. And this is similar to a call we had yesterday where somebody reached step C and they did their work to cancel the goal and breathe and ask to be shown the hidden part of their mind that's actually causing their upset, and they just went blank and they didn't see anything to fill in with 6A, B, or C. And so our recommendation when that happens is be willing to just breathe into that and mark it down. Okay, I must have gone unconscious, or I'm feeling blank. And then move right on through. If I don't actually have a memory of a time I've done this to somebody else, I simply write it out as my instruction to my higher power that I'm willing to be shown a time when I did the very same thing and violated this goal. And then I move on and set my loving goal and finish out the worksheet. And in that process, I realize it's okay. I've peeled off another layer of the onion. I don't have to get rid of the entire onion with every worksheet I do.
So this little detail for me, if, let's say, I breathe in and I put some request, and at very this moment nothing happens, I move on to next, to number 7 for now, right?
Yes. I either move on to number 7 or I move on to the draw your feelings box where it says I commit to love and to living a human life. And so to do this, to help achieve this, I do a mass canceling of all the times I've wanted that goal from anybody else. And
yes,
there have been times in a... Go ahead.
Speaking of this box, I honestly keep ignoring the box. Well, I'm not ignoring little boxes and information was there, like as far as, but I didn't quite understand. What does it mean, draw your feeling?
Well, sometimes people are very artistic and they like to express themselves that way. So they might actually draw a little picture of a smiley face or a frown face or a tear coming down a cheek, or they might draw a jagged line at the beginning, like it looks like a storm. Sometimes the emotions people tap into when they're doing a worksheet is something that comes from a pre-verbal time in their life. And so they don't really have a word for how they feel. So they might do a sketch or a drawing or a scribble or a scratch. And then at the bottom, they might feel so much differently that when they go to draw that out, it's more fluid lines and it draws a nice shape. So this is just another level that some people take advantage of. And many people do these and they don't ever draw their feelings. It's just an option that's available. But the release statements that are in each of those boxes are very important.
Right. Yeah, I could tell. Okay, well, I have quite few questions, so I don't know if another caller want to get some of your attention, or I can continue or call next time.
Well, I'd say ask another.
Okay, thank you. So for a while, unfortunately, I've been experiencing some anxiety, sadness, all these things. It started, I don't know, long time ago. Well, I'm much better now, but still, my question is, when that comes up, let's say it's blue sky, bright sun, everything is great in my life, all of a sudden I feel like I'm on the bottom of darkness. Okay? So I cannot
slow down and say that again. You're feeling like everything is bright, and then what?
Like, I'm at the moment, everything is bright and good in life, and then all of a sudden, from nowhere, I'm not thought what I could catch. I'm feeling like I'm on the bottom of darkness, okay? It started like all my sensation, I guess it's like deep pain or something. For me, like consciously from nowhere, I understand it has some source. So how do I do worksheet on that? I don't know what it is. I don't know what to address.
Well, you would probably do the worksheet on the feeling.
I don't know what that is.
Well, that goes back to what we were just talking about. Then maybe you want to scribble in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't really know what word to put on it except dark, hopeless, bottom of the pit, whatever those phrases were you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then work through the worksheet process. How would you do that? I don't know what to put there because I was just sitting here and nothing happened and all of a sudden these thoughts came up. So you would say, your first name is Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
I, Lucy, now feel this depression, this darkness. And then you soften and you breathe. And then you read about how hostility and fear and that dark feeling, they always come from internal corrupt data.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to figure it out right now, and here it says on the worksheet, they indicate my use of sustained incoherence, which means I'm using thoughts to try and solve a problem I created with my thoughts, which are creating more of a problem, and then I try to think more thoughts to fix it, and I go round and round and round. And so I read, my denial causes my carbon-based memory to displace my experience of myself as what? What's your true essence?
Love.
All right. And your carbon-based memory is trying to tell you the lie that your
mm-hmm.
feelings are caused by...
I don't know. Answer
okay.
on this one.
Okay. So then you would say, this mood that came over me. Or this feeling that came over me. Right? Doesn't it kind of feel, as you're describing it, doesn't it kind of feel like some hidden or outside force that just overtakes you? When you...
Because I'm writing now. What did you say last one? Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it kind of feel the way you describe it as though it's some kind of a hidden or outside force that overtakes you? When a minute before you were feeling bright and light and happy?
It does.
Doesn't it feel
it
like it has a life of its own?
It does. It does feel like that. But I know it's inside, like I have this knowledge that it's not.
Oh, okay. Okay, but don't worry about that right now. We're at a different
mm-hmm.
part of the worksheet. So it feels like it's got a life or an energy of its own. So you can make that feeling and the energy that it just overtook you, you can make that be your trigger. It doesn't have to be Tom who
mm-hmm.
came and did this thing to me and made me feel angry. It can be this wave of energy and
mm-hmm.
and incoherent thoughts that just overtook me. That's what I'm doing my worksheet on. It feels as though this has a life of its own. So I'm doing my worksheet on this event, this wave of energy or negative emotion that comes over me that's causing me to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would put in 1C, this feeling, this wave, this darkness.
So 1B was darkness, and 1C, feeling that came over me, it has life on its own.
1C would be the darkness.
1C would be the darkness. Oh, okay. And oh, right, it has to be emotion on 1B, that's right. So what do, again, then...
Well, but for 1B, you don't really have a word for it. So mm-hmm. you can just put this darkness or this hopelessness or whatever, mm-hmm. this negative feeling, because you don't have a word that really matches it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using 1C can become that feeling itself and the way it overtakes you. And then what you write in the My Story is that I was just sitting here feeling light and bright, and this dark feeling, dark state, came over me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Wait, yeah, but I won't remember. I need to write it down. okay, in this way. Okay, I got it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, another way to do the worksheet on this is to say, what emotion are you aware of feeling when this dark state comes over you?
Well, I'm very
Are you sad?
Scared.
Are you scared?
No.
Angry that it keeps coming?
No, I feel fear and hopelessness, like, oh boy,
right.
Again.
So that could be another way to do this is you put I, Lucy, feel fear and hopelessness, and you soften and breathe and read how it must be corrupt data, and then you put this dark feeling in 1C, and then you write, my story is that this just overtook me when I was sitting here feeling light and bright, and I have no idea where it came from.
But fear, it was secondary. First was something else.
Yes, and that's why I say you can do the worksheet either way. You can do two
okay.
worksheets on this.
Okay, uh-huh.
And then if you move down on the worksheet we just started, here's this darkness, and it's my trigger, and it's my trigger because it came on me when I was sitting here feeling light and bright. And then I read through the worksheet process, and I realize I want to figure out what thoughts I'm using
right.
to feel this. And what you're saying is, I'm blank. I've gone unconscious. Mm-hmm. That I'm not aware of the thoughts that cause that. Say that again, Lucy.
So this is what I put here, that I go unconscious, right?
You could do that.
Uh-huh.
And your thought is, I can't figure this out. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And then you read in 1E, you want to punish. Well, you can't really punish this negative thought, but how would you punish? Do you have any punishment thoughts for yourself when you're feeling this dark feeling and you don't know where it came from?
Well, I thought if to punish that situation, I wanted to disappear.
All right, so you can write that in there. I want to destroy it, or I want it to disappear. And then you want to come down to number 3, after you've read number 2, where you choose to love truth. You
mm-hmm.
choose to willingly go through the physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of healing, and you breathe. And now in number 3, to move forward for you, what's the constructive goal that you want?
Well, with constructive goal has to be to see so this feeling, right?
Right, but also for you, since the feeling is happening with you, what do you want? Your punishment thought is that you want it to be destroyed and go away. So what's the positive constructive thought? If it was destroyed and went away, what would be left?
What would be left? Peace and happiness and love.
All right. So you want those feelings to be of peace and happiness and love. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Currently, those feelings are dark, hopeless, fearful, gloomy, without a source. And
mm-hmm.
what you want them to be is bright, light, loving, hopeful, cheerful, joyous. That's the goal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's check to see if that's a good goal for this worksheet. If that were to happen, if you were sitting there feeling light, bright, happy thoughts, and all of a sudden a wave of energy came over you that was light, bright, happy, and joyful, would you feel like, oh my gosh, I better go pick up a worksheet and get rid of this?
Probably not.
No. So that's a good one. So if that happened, if all of a sudden you were sitting there with light, bright thoughts, and a wave of energy came over you with light, bright, happy, joyful, joyous energy in it, would you have a thought that says, I can't figure this out, I want this to change?
No.
No. So that goal would be a good goal because it lines up with the thing that you're feeling in 1B, the actual event, and your thoughts. And if that goal were to happen, if this energy that came over you was joyous and joyful and creative and loving, then there would be no need to pick up a worksheet. So now we know the goal is lined up with the first part of the worksheet.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then you work through the rest of the worksheet, where you read about how your true nature is love, and you reconnect with that, and you think the most loving thoughts you can think. And then you read a little bit about how the mind is trying to create a picture out of just 9 bits of data every time your brain processes 10,000, and that I know that if I'm feeling less than love, I chose the wrong 9 bits of data, or I arranged them the wrong way. And if I choose willingly to cancel the goal, that part of my mind will collapse and give me access to what's really causing this fear.
Mm-hmm.
So I hold love conscious, active, and present, and I write to cancel my goal for that energy to be light and bright and loving.
Cancel need for a full
And then I breathe and ask to be shown the hidden part of my mind. I ask my higher power, the Holy Spirit, Ruka Dakuja, God, light, love, universe, one of my deceased relatives that I think is an angel watching over me. It doesn't matter who I'm asking or what I'm asking for guidance. But I ask to be shown how to be inclined toward healing, how to restore my focus to my newborn state of love. I ask to be shown how to heal my denial and my capacity to generate these dark feelings. And I ask to be shown how to open a direct, conscious relationship with and gently remove the denied and projected parts of my carbon-based memory, my brain, that are actually generating this dark feeling. And then I close my eyes and I breathe. And if you were with me in our support group, I would coach you to just say silently in your mind as I say this out loud, I cancel my need to be right. I cancel my need for anyone or anything else to change. I specifically cancel my goal in this worksheet for this energy to be more loving. And I ask to be shown the hidden part of my mind that's actually causing this feeling. And breathe and just allow whatever images come up. Notice any images of yourself. Where are you? How old are you? Who else might be there and what's happening? And just breathe and allow. And if you notice your mind trying to figure it out or think of a specific time, breathe again and say, I cancel my need to be right. I cancel my need for anyone or anything else to change. I specifically cancel my goal in this worksheet for this energy to feel more loving and peaceful. And I ask to be shown the hidden part of my own mind, which is the only thing that can be causing my upset. And breathe and watch the images. How old am I? Where am I? Who else is there and what's happening? So if you do that, Lucy, what do you notice?
I've noticed myself and another person. Mm-hmm. just that, among nothing, among darkness.
Okay, you don't need to say out loud anything that you saw.
Oh,
but make
okay.
a note. But make a note on your piece of paper of whatever you saw. Make a note of how old you're feeling. Make a note if you saw images of yourself in grade school or in high school times or with a friend 2 years ago in some interaction. Just make a note of that and breathe and scan your body and write in number 6A how you now feel.
Well,
how do you feel?
I'm kind of thinking what to answer because in very this moment I didn't experience that darkness. So that's why I feel the same. I'm just happy you're helping me.
Okay, so but right now when you breathe, you feel happy, you feel calm, you feel content.
Calm.
Just write that in 6A.
Oh,
and then where it says 6B, I now see about the situation in 1A, just write a note about what this image was, that you saw an image of yourself with another person. And just make a quick note about what age you were. And then breathe. And then in 6C, you can ask to be shown a time when you have not been light, bright, happy, and joyful the way you want this energy to be.
Just 1 second. I feel calm, and I saw this image. Okay, now see, I asked to be shown a time when I have not fulfilled number 3, right?
Which is being light, bright, happy, joyful, the way you want this energy to be. Have there ever been any times when you've opted for anger or fear rather than light and bright and joyful?
Yeah, more than I would like to. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're in line with most of us then.
No.
And so if a specific time comes to mind, then you can make a note of it. Otherwise, you can just write that statement there and put it out to the universe that you're asking for help in correcting that pattern. And then you want to make this commitment to love and living a human life and cancel a mass canceling of all the times you'd wanted anyone or anything to be light and bright, happy and joyful. And just breathe into that a little bit. We've had some very powerful releases happen for people in our support group. They'll get to that box where you draw your feelings on the bottom of the worksheet, and there'll be an issue like this, and they'll breathe. And they'll ask themselves to cancel the goal for any time they wanted anybody in their life to be light and bright and happy and joyful. And this might be a person who came from a family that lived in anger and depression and fear. And this means they have to go back and cancel the goal for their siblings, their parents, their grandparents, any time they've wanted people to be more happy and light and bright and joyful. And it can be a huge point of release. We've had people break into tears here, far more upset, far more energy flowing in release than they had the whole rest of the worksheet. So there's a reason for every release and every word on the worksheet. We didn't read them all, but we got you through most of the big ones. And now, if you do that, what do you notice?
I feel warm. That's what I noticed. It definitely energy shifted.
Okay. All right. And so here, number 7, we want to end this worksheet by doing the process of putting something positive in the space if we cleared out something negative. So number 7 says the principle of the universe is that by giving, I first get the original. So you want to say you're grateful to this dark feeling and for this opportunity that it brings you to heal, and you choose truth and perfect love. And based on that, what's the goal you want to offer yourself and this dark feeling that comes up? What's a loving
goal? Well, again, I kind of put on the worksheet the same thing. It's truth and unconditional love, or perfect love, or something like that.
Okay. You can offer that, and you can also offer, and this has become a pattern in our support group. A number of people find it's useful because they aren't feeling that yet. So what they'll do is they'll write on their worksheet that they're going to offer this other person the commitment to keep doing worksheets to remove everything that's less than love from their system, so it's easier to connect with love. So it's easier to extend this love in the future.
Just one second. I want to write it down. Commitment to...
To continue doing my work. Worksheets or... breath work or whatever, to remove what's less than love from my system so it's easier for me to extend love to these people or to myself in this situation.
To remove what's less than love, and then?
And then it makes it easier for me to connect with my source's love and extend love to them.
Love to extend my love, and then keep doing my work to remove what is less than love, which makes it much easier for me to extend my love, or how you said it, how is proper English sound?
Well, you're right there. The meaning is there. And what I said was, it just makes it easier for me to extend love to this person or this situation. In this work, we talk about how love is not a verb. I can't love you, I can't love someone else, I can't do the action of love to someone. But love is the energy that we're created out of. Love is a noun. So I can extend my love, my true nature, the energy of creation, that resonance of joy and peace and compassion, I can extend that energy to people.
I think it was brilliant. The first time I heard it recently, actually, on one of the recorded radio shows, yours, I think it was brilliant that it's not verb. It's something what I, but again, it's like more in English language emphasized as a verb, and I kind of felt funny about that all the time. I mean, it's, any language has it as a verb too, but way how we use it here, it's more verb. And that was brilliant that it's noun only. Yeah.
All right. So does that give you some stuff to work on and make it feel like you can launch into some more worksheets with a little bit more clarity?
Well, yes. I kind of feel much more comfortable with that. I have many more questions, but I guess first I have to work with that, and maybe it will solve the rest of the questions.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate
you so much.
Your call. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, and they're excellent questions. And call back and let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, Michelle.
So, Tim. I like that. That was a real nice help, it seems, for her to clarify some of the finer points. And Maka has been waiting quite patiently to say hello, so we'll check in with Maka. Hi, honey.
Hello, Michelle. Hi, Dr. Kim. That was great. It was really great. I've been waiting because I wanted to add something else to 6C, which Michael clued me into a couple years ago, when he first added that to the worksheet, and I didn't understand how to do that, so I called in and asked. And everything that you said about how to apply that to what we wanted from someone else and perhaps didn't do for somebody else ourselves. That was all fabulous. And the additional thing is to turn it around then and ask, when have I not done this for myself? When have I failed to supply what I want from this other person for myself? So it's looking outward toward how we've applied it to others and not applied it, and also to ourselves. So it's very, very valuable to ask that question as well. That's all I wanted to add. The show has been great.
Well, thank you. And that's always the case. It's a wonderful piece to add and bring to conscious awareness, because as Michael talks about, and Dale Allen Hoffman talks about, the ancient word for neighbor meant anyone you think of. So, of course, that includes myself. It doesn't
exactly
mean the person who lives near me. It's any object of my thought. And that admonition to hold love present, conscious, active, and present, anytime I think about God or neighbor, is usually interpreted as you're supposed to have love for God, neighbor, and self. But Michael's work through the ancient Aramaic leads him to an interpretation that sounds more like you need to have this energy, this condition of love, this filter in your mind over intentions set to Rachma, which allows only intentions keyed to that energy of positivity, creation, compassion to be used as the building blocks for my goals. And that means the only thing that will then be able to motivate my behavior is loving intention, because I don't do anything unless there's a goal. And so the interpretation of that statement would be, I must hold Rachma, I must hold the condition of love in my mind whenever I think of God or neighbor, which means anyone or anything else, in order to maintain my true self. What is my true self? This energy of love. You're the extension of love in form. You are the effect of God's love, and you're here to bless creation. You are source energy trying to express through you. And in order to maintain that, you need to have the condition of love in your mind. You need to have the filter of Rachma set over intentions. So that's excellent. Every bit of this is to be blessing yourself as much as anybody else that you ever hold as a point of intention. So thank you for that, and also thank you for the feedback on the shortened mental version, and basically the shortened mental version of the worksheet. From what I can tell, Magda, all you basically did was turn it into a shortened written version.
Exactly.
And so,
right.
And so it's just wonderful. It's basically all of the things that we've seen work well in the support group, and I'm using it more as the introductory phase, just telling people to do this in the mental short form, but I'll add your shortened written version to what is available to people, and I'll let you know what their feedback is.
Oh, I would like that very much. Yeah, I thought that it might be a very good introductory for new people until they get the concept of forgiveness and really understand that easily enough. Then they can go deeper with the long form, because the long form is just adds so much more depth and integrate so many more pieces of information from our subconscious and our carbon-based memory. So it's incredibly valuable. It can be daunting, though, for a new person, new to the work. So I would love that feedback. Good. Thank you.
Well, I'll let you know how people respond to it, and I'll make it available to people in the group, and we'll see how they like both.
Great. Okay. Thanks so much. And your introduction, by the way, today was really fabulous, too. So thanks again to you and Michelle for working it and taking care of the show when Michael and Jeannie aren't able. You add so much. So I'll sign off now. Perhaps there's somebody else who wants to speak.
All right.
Have a beautiful
Thanks,
and blessed
Magda.
Day.
Good to hear from you.
Thanks for the acknowledgement, Magda. You know, I have a little comment, Tim. I remember on 6C last fall when I'd asked to be shown a time, there was an immediate barrier that would come up and say, I've never done that, and, you know, my integrity is impeccable. And, you know, there was such a defense even before anything could, like, show up. And what you said was, is that sometimes we maybe have adapted a better behavior. Let's say maybe we do have impeccable integrity now, but that there's a buried judgment that's hidden from the past for when we did. And that sort of softened it to me, like, okay, that's right. I don't do that anymore, but I used to do that. And just having that, like, as, I don't know, something just more freedom to be vulnerable in that moment to own my bad behavior.
Well, that's a great point, because when my defensiveness wants to come up, it will get fierce. And anything I can do to soften it, to let it know I'm not trying to attack it, I'm not trying to demolish the ego, I'm simply trying to see accurately, helps me breathe and soften. And if I can turn that, just like Magda was saying, any of these tools that I might feel I need to use towards negative emotions towards someone else, I will also need to use regularly toward myself. And to understand at a deeper level that I'm not vulnerable in the way that the fear would tell me I'm vulnerable, and that my greatest strength and ability to function and let things flow through me comes from release, allowance, and surrender. Anything I can do to get back to that space will help all levels of me accept and integrate the love that I am. And if I need to think, okay, I'm not doing it anymore, my slate is completely clear right now, the fact of the matter is, if my slate was completely clear from now all the way back to the time of my conception, this wouldn't bother me. I would be able to have compassion for the other person. And so that allows me to say, oh, there must be some negative judgments against myself still rolling in my system, because that's the only thing I'm ever going to feel is what's already in my system.
Right. And if someone says this tied to survival, though, it's tenacious.
Well, if it believes it's attached to survival, yes. But the key is to help it understand with love that it isn't tied to survival.
Right, the illusion.
And we're down to a minute, so we'll close out and ask everybody to join us again tomorrow and Thursday and hold a space for Michael and Jeannie for a loving resolution to this set of circumstances, and have the best year yet of your eternal life. That's the cue for the outro, which I'm not hearing, but...
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.